give you a big Labor Day surprise. Most people think if we all exercise the same and eat the same, we'd all look the same. And let me tell you why that's wrong. Your body is unique and your metabolism is unique. I'm Lacey Green and I'm a super trainer at Body. That's BODI.com. And you can't see me, but I don't look like your average personal trainer. I'm curvy and I'm proud of it. So I created a program for beginners only on the Body app to show people like us how to get incredible results and be our version of happy and healthy. This isn't just workout videos. It's people like you and me. It's community. It's incredible trainers. It's easy to follow nutrition and mindset experts to help you reduce stress and just feel better. And you can get started with my new program called For Beginners Only. Now, here's the big surprise. If you go to body.com right now, that's BODI.com, not only can you get everything Body has to offer at 50% off with an annual membership, you'll also get an additional 20% off, but only during Labor Day weekend. Let's do this together. Go to body.com. That's body with an I.com.
The NFL season is inching closer and closer. Who are the contenders and who are the pretenders? We have four downs to figure out your team's future. It's time now for First and Goal on the Zach Gelb Show.
Time to preview the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll do so with the man that played for the Jags from 1995 to 2005, led the NFL in receptions in 1999. That, of course, is a great wide receiver in Jimmy Smith. Jimmy, always appreciate the time. How you been?
Oh, thanks for having me on your show.
Well, let me start you off with Calvin Ridley. The last time we saw him a full go on the football field, he had nearly 1,400 yards receiving. The last 2 years, not able to get on the field, had the gambling suspension and some other things as well. Now back in the fold with the new team, the Jaguars, what are your expectations for someone that we know has done a lot in this league before?
Well, for me, observing Calvin Ridley, I didn't really watch him until he was signed by the Jaguars. I knew who he was. I knew he was from Alabama. I knew he played, for Atlanta, and knew he was a pretty good route runner. But when just seeing him in the OTAs and in training camp, oh my goodness! Clearly, he's got to be top, two or three in the NFL right now as far as route running. He is an outstanding route runner, just a route running specialist. It works out good for him. Even though it was a suspension for gambling and, he's apologized and he's taken ownership of it. And that's what leaders do. That's those kind of guys that when they make a mistake, they own up to it and they take it on the chin and get through it. That says something by the individual. I'm just excited to see him catching balls from Trevor Lawrence. The Jaguars got to be the most exciting team, the team to watch this fall, and a lot of that is because of Calvin Ridley.
And the expectations for Calvin Ridley and Trevor Lawrence, that should be a dynamite connection. And last year, they bring in Christian Kirk. Everyone crushed the contract, and then Christian Kirk shut a lot of people up. What did you see out of Christian Kirk a year ago?
I mean, he was an outstanding. He was 1,000 yards. To get 1,000 yards, I mean, that's, he's the Pro Bowl receiver. And, with Christian Kirk, Calvin Ridley, and Zay Jones, Zay Jones is our third receiver. Most teams, Zay Jones would probably be a starter. So in my mind, we got three starting receivers. If we go 3-by-1, along with having Travis Etienne and even Tank Bigsby, which is, my favorite player, Tank Bigsby, he's going to be a monster. He's a downhill threat, man. I'm just so excited about my former team, and just can't wait to see how they perform this year.
Love it. Let's get to the next down. Jimmy Smith here with us. If you were still playing in the league and you were still playing with the Jaguars, and Trevor Lawrence was your quarterback, how would you kind of look at your quarterback and what would you think the type of quarterback is that you have?
Well, first of all, Calvin really would not be starting.
I love that.
That's the thing. Just by looking at his balls. You know, he throws the tightest spirals, and they're very easy to catch. You know, he has incredible intangibles. You know, he's 6'6", strong guy. He can run. He can improvise, and he can run when he needs to. I mean, last year, watching him come back in that playoff game against the L.A. Chargers, I thought I was watching a younger Peyton Manning, the way he took control of that offense and drove down the field. So I can't wait to watch this team again this year.
And it was great to see the year that he had, because his rookie year was wasted because of the horrible coaching job by Urban Meyer. And I got to give a lot of credit to Doug Peterson. We saw what he did in Philadelphia. No one liked the hire. The guy wins a Super Bowl, then comes into Jacksonville. That's a team back-to-back years, number one overall pick. And he takes them to the second round of the playoffs. And it also seems like Doug is a really player-friendly coach. Do you have any relationship with Doug? And how about what he's been able to do in a short time in Duval?
Yes, I do. You know, he's a former player. You know, he gave my son a chance to come into their rookie camp, and you know, last year, and for him to recognize, you know, how players who have sons, and to just give my son a chance to actually, you know, suit up in a Jaguar uniform, you know, man, I can't thank him enough. And now that I see he has a son that's just got signed to the practice squad. So he's a player's coach. Everybody likes him. You know, and when you see that, you go out and you break your back for the guy. You know what I'm saying? He's going to the Super Bowl. He's going to the Super Bowl again. He's going to take this team to the Super Bowl, and it might be this year.
How likely do you think it's going to be this year? Because that's the big question is, that team got to the second round of the playoffs last year. You still got Kansas City. You still got Cincinnati in that conference, just for starters. You think they could? You really think they could take that jump this season?
If it wasn't for Ted Henning last year for Kansas City, they would have been in the Super Bowl, or at least the AFC Championship. But Ted Henning saved Kansas City Chiefs last year when Patrick Mahomes got hurt against Jacksonville. Ted Henning came in and drove 90-some yards, and that pretty much saved Kansas City until Patrick got back off that ankle. But I see this team young, hungry. Young is what I like. Young. The defense is we got a couple of people hurt, but our front four. I hate the fact that Hamilton is out for the season. But we're going to rebound. We got some young ends. You know, we're loaded. Our linebackers flow to the ball. And, offensively, just watching the offense in the preseason, even though it's vanilla, it's going to be tough to game plan this offense because you don't know where the ball is going.
Let's get to the next down. Jimmy Smith here with us. You talked about the defense. I thought they got better as the season did go on. I remember that Rayshon Jenkins get a few turnovers late in that season, too. I think up against Dallas was the game. When you look at that defense, I know what you said up front, but how much of a step does the defense need to take this year with the high expectations that you have for this ball club?
Well, to see them, just like you mentioned, that turnover against Dallas, the turnover that Josh Allen had against Tennessee Titans, those are opportunistic plays. And when the defense starts getting those opportunities like that, I mean, they're on their way. They have the confidence to get takeovers and take the ball away from these offenses. I just can't say enough about, you know, this entire team. On both sides of the ball, we're pretty stout.
Let's get to the final down. Jimmy Smith here with us talking about his Jacksonville Jaguars. So I'm with you. I think expectations are high. I think this team could easily get to a conference championship game this year. They should dominate their division. The only thing that I wonder is this organization 2 years ago was in such a bad spot. Then they take such a big step. I wonder if any complacency kind of sits in. When you have that success, how do you kind of focus back in to make sure that you could take it the next step further for this upcoming season?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying about complacency, but we're not at that point yet because we've had, a lot of those players that were I mean, I'm not here. You know, some, maybe a handful, but any complacency coming from those horrible years. I mean, we had two years, I believe, or just a horrible season.
Yeah.
Just embarrassing. I mean, extremely embarrassing. So if you really look at it, we paid our dues as an organization in having those two horrific seasons, you know? And, you know, it's only right, if we're going to have those two horrific seasons, why not be in position to draft a player like Trevor Lawrence as a generational talent? You know, because we paid our dues. Can't pay your dues forever. Now we got a window and a chance to win the Super Bowl.
We got a
generational player for the next 10 years. You know, we're going to be in contention.
No doubt about that. Well, last thing I'll ask you. You played your college ball at Jackson State. We know what Deion Sanders did the last 3 years. Now he's at Colorado getting set this weekend to make his debut for Coach Prime. Just what did that mean to you to see what Deion did at your alma mater, and how do you think he'll fare at Colorado?
See, I don't know if you've been watching Jackson State this year, but Jackson State looks better, and they look like they have more talent than they had the last 2 years when Coach Prime was there. So you know what that says? He's laid the blueprint for Jackson State. That's the most important thing that he's left behind. There's a blueprint there, and they are going to follow it. Because, before, we had no direction of how to, you know what I'm saying, scheduling and just football operations, period. You know, it wasn't there. With Deion, he's brought all that to the table, and that blueprint is there, and all we got to do is follow it. And, man, I tell you, the way this team performed last weekend against South Carolina State, who beat them in the championship game the last 2 years, it was a beautiful thing to see the quality of football that those guys are playing. You know, before, I could barely even watch Jackson State play. But now, they look like, they look real. They look good. Quality football. You know, that I can look and tell where the players are lining up, their stances, how they're coming off the ball, their technique. Those players have it now. And now you're going to see some players get drafted out of Jackson State.
Jimmy Smith, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this. You have a great Labor Day weekend.
Thanks for having me on your show.